Blog Talk Radio. Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, The Marketing Evolution Game Changers. I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And this segment is specifically designed to create the awareness of new era marketing evolution in order for next-level entrepreneurs to be able to change the rules of business innovation and play full out at their highest levels. And today we're going to be focusing on game-changing 2016's biz and marketing agenda. And joining me in this segment are two evolutionary marketing game changers who both are no strangers to this platform and have been featured in several segments, and they are going to be sharing with you how they are going to be changing the game in the evolution of marketing. So I will be joined by online marketing mentor Mike Martinez, who is also the co-host with me on the segments The Marketing Mastery Insider and On the Waterfront Global Biz and Marketing. And also joining me today will be our marketing game changer, Carrie Heaps, who is the founder and president of Carrie's Network Incorporated, and she will also share with us about her marketing empire. So without further ado, I want to be able to bring them into the collaboration so that we can get started in helping entrepreneurs be able to change the rules of engagement as it relates to marketing. And so because we're going to go in conversational training mode, I'm going to go ahead and get our background music started. And right now what I want to do is be able to welcome Carrie and Mike to this segment. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us, Alicia. It's great to be here again.
Oh, you are most welcome. And Mike, we want to be able to get you in here as well. So welcoming Mike Martinez, again, who's no stranger to this platform. Mike, always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, how lucky am I? I get to talk about business with two beautiful, intelligent ladies. I'm loving it, so glad to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. Thanks so much. I am so glad that you all are joining me, and I look forward to a continuation of being able to have you both to co-host with me in this particular segment because, you know, we're in a time where the game of marketing is really changing, and I really feel that you two are the ones who truly can help people to not only take it to the next level, but to be able to understand what the new rules of engagement are as evolving marketing experts. So before we get into our collaboration for today, I want to start off by asking both of you to share just a little bit about your companies and also, you know, your primary focuses for marketing. So I want to be able to start with Carrie first, ladies first. So Carrie, please share with us about Carrie's Network Incorporated.
Sure, absolutely. Basically, our corporate entity, Alicia, Carrie's Network, we have underneath that umbrella three ways that we are able to help businesses with their marketing. We have our show and our magazine, Strictly Marketing Magazine and Talk Radio. The magazine's produced six times a year, and the show is hosted once a week. what we do is we actually feature different marketing experts, and we cover all of the different aspects of marketing your business, everything from social media to public relations, networking, cold calling, anything under that marketing umbrella is what we mm-hmm. cover. The second thing that we do is a spinoff from that site called Strictly Women in Marketing. And Strictly Women in Marketing is a membership-based site for women and for men. Mm-hmm. Anyone who wants to learn more about marketing, learn more about how they can get more media exposure for their business, because who does not need more media exposure?
Exactly.
That is a, yes. a platform that we've created to help people kind of create a plan to jumpstart their marketing efforts and get more
nice.
Exposure through the media. And then we have our last part, which is Knockout Marketing. And
mm-hmm.
that is specifically for business-to-business. We help with companies with their lead generation and appointment-setting services.
Nice. Wonderful. Thank you for setting that up for us. And, Mike, we want to hear from you, and then we're going to get into our discussion for today. So share with the listeners a little bit about your chief primary focus for marketing and your service.
Well, My marketing strategy is to go out there and teach effective marketing tactics and just kind of inspire people to get out there, because a lot of people come across, the tactics and they learn the
mm-hmm.
stuff, but a lot mm-hmm. of times they just don't execute. So not only
mm-hmm.
do I look to, kind of guide people towards the right tactics, but also to get them to take action. To kind of push them out of their comfort zone and move
mm-hmm.
them to think about personal development and put themselves on the line. So that's what I focus a lot of my attention on.
Awesome. And also, he is the videoologist.
The
video marketing if he relates to video marketing as well. And so I wanted to be able just to have you both to sort of share, a little bit about what you do, because though you've been featured in several segments, there are listeners who are new and they're tuning in, to this newer segment here that we're introducing today. And so what I would like to do before I get into asking you how you are planning to be a marketing game changer in the new year and how you're going to plan to actually help others, within that effort, I also want to just briefly share with the audience some of what my company, Alicia Waters Cross Industries, will be doing in the year 2016. We've been doing it, but we're taking it to a whole nother level. Is, we're focused and geared toward helping entrepreneurs really make their mark through cross-branding themselves to be able to be marketable in other arenas. And this radio training platform is designed to help showcase other marketing experts as multi-level marketing trainers to various venues. And also within the company of Alicia Waters Cross Industries, we provide cross-niche media communications and marketing readiness trainings in order for entrepreneurs to learn how to serve in diverse industries. So we're changing the rule of the one niche wonder syndrome in helping entrepreneurs be able to be very innovative in what they do to make a bigger impact. So I wanted to just open up with that and then give you both the opportunity to share, starting with Carrie first, how you're planning to be a marketing game changer in the new year and help others with that effort.
Well, thank you, Alicia. A couple of the things that I'm going to be doing this coming year that are going to be game-changing for me and
mm-hmm.
hopefully also game-changing for the people who are listening, there's four main things that I'm going to be working on professionally. And first
mm-hmm.
and foremost, it's, helping to better my image. And what do I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be working on, we all have fitness goals and things
mm-hmm.
that we're working on personally that can impact
mm-hmm.
our professional life. You feel better, you have more energy, you're able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So really getting back into my roots, so to speak, with my image consulting and,
mm-hmm.
Definitely doing some more with my image, maybe having some more professional photos done.
Nice.
Being able to get myself out there a little bit more, but making sure that
mm-hmm.
I'm more visible and working on my image. The second thing that we're doing is we did a media blitz for the end of the year, and that has kind of tumbled into next year for January and February. So we're looking at doing definitely more media engagements and just keeping that long term, just kind of setting little goals for ourselves through the year of how many media engagements we want to have, whether that's being featured on a podcast, radio show, being interviewed on TV, or writing articles for other publications. So keeping myself out there in the media. And then the third thing would be the mentoring. We've chosen this coming year to work more with Distinguished Young Women of America on a volunteer basis, mostly for me personally to donate my time to work with the girls that are in that particular, well, when I competed years ago, it was a pageant, and they don't like to call it that anymore, but competing in that specific contest and working with those young women that are there and kind of helping and giving them some guidance and a little bit of mentoring as well. So that's always very important to give back. And then the last thing would be that I really want to work on is I am a natural-born connector. I'm very good at connecting people, and we're working on
that's
some ways
why we
that
resonate.
We can actually...
Yeah, exactly.
We're working on a couple of ways that we can teach other people how to do that, you know, how to make better connections, not just for themselves, but for the other people that are within their network. So those are the four main things we're going to be working on this year.
Wonderful. Those are high-level game-changing goals, and definitely positioned correctly are going to be effective, because as you mentioned about who doesn't need more media exposure, and you're doing an excellent job of being able to model that for those whom you serve and the ones who are starting to familiarize themselves with you. And so I'm going to come back to you, Carrie. I'm going to jump in real quick to Mike and thank you again for sharing that. So, Mike, I want to be able to pass it to you right now and have you to share how you are going to be a evolutionary game changer for yourself and for others.
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, as we always talk, we're always trying to figure out how to upscale our our marketing and our influence and how, what we're providing. And you know, so one of the things that I find that is working for me is creating little challenges where I'm challenging people and kind of getting them, like I said in the beginning, kind of getting people to step out of their comfort zone. Do one little thing that'll get them out of their comfort zone through a challenge. And now they say, hey, that wasn't so bad. And so they're feeling comfortable outside of their comfort zone. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be focusing on is getting people, challenging people in different ways. I'm also going to be doing a lot of teaching effective video marketing things, because I think video is something that is a powerful medium for marketing. And a lot of people realize that, but yet a lot of people are afraid to get in front of the camera for whatever reason. So, I'm gonna kind of, again, challenge people in that sense, but also teach people by giving them little things that they can try out and see, you know, see how they feel about that. And I think that once you start moving forward with those type of activities, then it creates a momentum, and you kind of start getting ideas, and you wake up in the morning saying, hey, you know what, I'll do what Mike said in this other context. And that's
right.
The whole
that's
idea.
Great.
I want people to think for themselves. And the bottom line is, I'm also going to be following your footsteps and creating my own online radio show, which is going to be called It's Your Time to Shine. And,
Absolutely, yes, it's great. I like that. It's your time to shine. That's right. I remember you used to actually use that sort of as an ending tagline in some of the shows that we've done together. So thanks so much, Mike, for being able to set that up.
What are you doing? Because I want to hear your strategy too.
Well, where were you in the beginning of the show when I was setting that up, saying what my company and I were going to be doing first? No, I'm just kidding. But certainly, as I'm challenging myself and also being able to align strategically with those whom I'm supposed to be connected with, and I you know, have had the honor and privilege of being able to connect with Carrie, and you know, we've got the synergy going and the different things that, you know, we're going to be doing together, and then, you know, the three of us collectively as we are going to be up-leveling what we do and being able to offer, you know, some higher-level trainings for people through, you know, mastermind, VIP days, and a lot of different variations that we're providing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, I'm a game changer because I'm, you know, a cross-industry entrepreneur. So it really is about, as Carrie mentioned, about the connectivity and being able to not only connect and align myself with the different various industries, but also those whom I'm in alignment with and who are in my connection field, being able to show them how they can reposition and be able to connect at a higher entrepreneurial vantage point, you know, in those different industries. So being able to change the rules of engagement and be a game changer, I'm definitely going to continue in my game-changing energy as a journalist, of being a cross-niche journalist who provides transformational, intentional journals as business marketing evangelism tools to different industries. But I really want to get in, because I know, you know, we've got about maybe 14 minutes or so left in the segment, is to dive into really talking about the game-changing of 2016 for the biz and marketing agenda. And both of you have laid out what it is that you're going to be doing, but I think we also need to talk about the importance of people taking action. And I want for you each to be able to provide a call to action as it relates to your services and how you really, you know, can help people. So before doing that, if anyone has any thoughts, the space is open to jump in and share. So, Carrie, you want to take a shot at that real quick?
Are you talking about how we're going to be implementing what we're doing for our goals?
How you can invite others, like, because you both have platforms, like you have a membership platform, and Mike, you know, has a video challenge, since he was focusing, you know, on video marketing, providing a call to action and letting the listeners know why it is actually really important now to get in and do this and not even wait to the new year, but to make that move now to start implementing and finding your mentor or the training platform that you're going to be a part of.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Well, basically, with my platform, one of the things that I offer, you know, as a bonus, and it's a $49 value, if they go to our site with strictlywomeninmarketing.wildapricot.org, and if we can maybe put that in the show notes, Alicia, I would really appreciate it.
It's already in there. Yeah, your site
is
in the show notes.
It's such a long URL. But we do have a tab on our page, and it's free tips for media exposure. And if they click on that, you can register, put in your name, your email address, and you're going to receive a link to our download. And that's going to offer you the top 5 tips to gain more media coverage. And it's just certain things that you need to be doing. And I would definitely recommend anybody who's listening, now is the time to get that done. One thing that I think we make the mistake of with marketing, Alicia, is this time of year everybody likes to slack off and not do anything because of the holidays. And it's one of the worst things you can do, because after the first of the year, you're behind. So take this opportunity, listen to the download. I mean, I think overall it takes, there's 5 tracks, so I think it's about an hour total. You can take notes. You have the opportunity to, you know, basically come up with a top-rate bio, what your headshots should be like, topics that, you know, that you need to be considered as an expert on in your industry, making up sample questions, sending out a sample email to pitch the media. So there's enough information in there where it can kind of give you a good jump start. But if it's something that you're not, you still need some help, you're just not comfortable doing this on your own, we do have an opportunity where people can sign up on our site and get some assistance with that. And we're offering a great deal till the end of the year. It's only $79. We have decided, because our pricing was too low after the first of the year, our price is going to go back to the regular rate, but we've raised it to $249. So a tremendous amount of value for just $79. And we're only offering a one-on-one consult with my time for the first 200 people. So if you're not in the first 200, you don't get my personal time.
Wow.
So
generous.
That's a
generous
lot. That's
Yes, that is a lot.
It is. So definitely have an opportunity to sign up. And if it's something that you can't do yourself, we're here to help you as a premium member. So check out the site and get started today. Don't wait till after the first of the year.
That's right. Give that URL again.
It's strictly womeninmarketing.wildapricot.org. And it's
Wonderful.
A membership site. We actually use the Wild Apricot platform, so very user-friendly and great to work with.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Mike, I want to hear from you quickly.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like the way Carrie put all of that. And, and here's the key. You know, every year we kind of, like she says, at the end of the year kind of settle in and look at the goals we didn't accomplish and feel bad about it, and then start making fresh goals and wait till January 1st, and then we wake up with a hangover, and it gets into January 2nd, and right?
Okay.
And the key is to create momentum before you
Absolutely.
Go out there. So what I would advise everybody is to start planning not only what, but who they need to get to the next level. So
That's
in other
right.
words, you need to be clear on what is it that I need to get to the next level, and who do I need to start associating with or becoming, you know, create new mentors for myself to get to the next level. So
That's
so
right.
the bottom line for me is you need to figure out how you are going to invest in yourself, how you are going to push yourself
definitely.
And get to the next level. So what I say to people is don't feel bad about what you did not accomplish or what you think you failed in, because you didn't fail. But the bottom line is, if you want to take it to the next level, what steps do you now need to take, and who do you now need to start following and working with closer? And those are things that need to be planned out. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. So
absolutely.
Take the week and a half that we got left in this year and put a plan into place and identify who and what you need and get ready to move forward with that.
That's right. That's part of the whole evolutionary process for marketers. And I want you to be able to share your primary website, because you have a video marketing challenge that can be able to help marketers evolve that presentation. And it actually goes back to what Carrie was saying, is that presentation mastery as it relates to how you're showing up in social media and publicly is extremely important. And image and video is one of those things that can help you to have that level of mastery as it relates to professionalism and presence. So having that presence
Absolutely.
Mastery is key. So give
Absolutely.
Your URL for how they can sign up for the video challenge and then also your primary website.
Well, you can go to videomarketingchallenge.com. You'll see a little video pop up there, and you can also contact me personally on Facebook, which is facebook.com/online marketing mentor, or you can visit my personal blog site, which is mike-martinez.com, and you'll get information on the video marketing challenge there. So
nice.
That's my concept.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, I am so glad that we got to have this segment here to be able to really champion the audience in being able to take their marketing to the next level. And starting now, all the tips that you all shared were definitely phenomenal. And not only that, you two are masters at marketing evolution as it relates to changing the rules of engagement. And the reason why you're such trusted guides, or at least I trust you for sure, is because I know your own journey of evolution and how you're continuing to progress to make things better for yourself so that you can be able to effectively help others. And that's what business evolution is about. And using marketing as that vehicle helps to set the tone for the next level innovation that is going to be required. That's the thing. We're not getting around this any other way. The rules have changed, and people have to now be pioneers to be able to change that for themselves. And you two are the perfect examples to model that. So I'm very thankful that you both have been in the segment. And we've got about maybe 5 minutes if anyone wants to jump in with sort of a wrap-up comment to help champion our listeners for the new year. This space is open. So, Carrie, you want to jump in?
Just very quickly, again, going back to what I said before and just kind of piggybacking on what Mike was talking about as well is, you know, that don't wait, you know, make your, set your goals now. The longer you wait, the more, you know, the time you spent waiting is the time somebody else is doing the things that need to get done. You know, your competitor is getting things done, and you really need to take the time to make sure that you're, you know, going full force and, you know, make sure that you're, you're putting your business and yourself first.
Absolutely. That's right. No more tortoise and hare scenarios in the marketing. Don't go to sleep during Christmas and think, you know, and next thing you know, your competitors or whomever have already, you thought they were slow and they've already, you know, snuck up and crossed the finish line while you're, you know, taking a nap. So, Mike, do you have a closing wrap-up comment? And thank you so much, Carrie.
Yeah, absolutely. My closing wrap-up is that the fastest way to get to where you want to go is to emulate and model somebody that is there and has traveled the road that you're traveling now, because they already got the pitfalls. They already know the dangers. They already know which is the shortcut. So find the right mentors and befriend them and learn and usurp as much information as you can from them and put it into play. It's all a matter of just putting it into play. You need to find somebody that can inspire you to do that. And the faster you do that, the faster you'll accomplish your goals.
Absolutely. I agree. That is the epitome of marketing evolution mastery right there for sure. It's implementation is key. You can have the right strategies and all the different tactics. And as Mike has heard me say many times in different segments, you can have all those things in place, but if you don't get into action, it is like being all dressed up with nowhere to go. And that's not how you're going to play in the game of evolving yourself so that you can evolve others as your marketing increases so that you can make the impact. So I'm so thankful that you all came in to be the game changers of this segment, and certainly this is not it, because I'm going to be inviting you all back to continue to play with me on this particular segment. So thanks again for the wonderful insights to help produce the game-changing energy for our listeners for 2016. So thanks, Carrie, and thanks, Mike, so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alicia.
You are most welcome. And listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to this segment of the Marketing Evolution Game Changers here on the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio. We are here to help you evolve to the next level. We want to help you to change your perspective as marketers so that you can be the game-changing pioneers that you are in order to play full out. I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. Again, want to help you evolve your agenda so that you can play full out. And until the next segment, we want you to play full out and to stay blessed.